20.1. Read, listen, and watch.
How was your day?
It was a long day at work. Mr. Hill came home a little later than usual. After dinner, he and Mrs. Hill sat on the sofa and talked for a while.
How was your day? I saw you came a little bit later today. What happened?
I had a very busy day. I wasted almost all my morning out of the office.
Where did you go?
I had 1 hour free, so I decided to go to a bookstore that is 15 minutes from my office. I wanted to buy a new book, and I had time to do it. But I had to go by car because the bookstore is across the bridge. I thought I wouldn't be out for more than an hour, but it wasn't like that.
Why? I know where the bookstore is, and it's not far.
Let me tell you, I went out of the office, got in my car, and drove towards the bridge. When I tried to cross the river, I saw that the drawbridge was opened up to allow a large boat to pass. I saw the boat was passing, so I stopped the car and waited patiently for the bridge to go down. After about 10 minutes, a long line of cars had formed behind me. I wanted to go back to the office because it was going to take more time than I had expected, but it was too late. Some other drivers were in the same situation, and they had stopped their cars behind me, forming a huge traffic line. Some drivers became impatient and began to honk their horns. The big boat had passed, and no more boats were in sight. I got out of the car and walked towards the bridge. Then I saw a large sign lying on the ground. I picked it up and placed it on the side of the road. I tried to find the bridge keeper or a police officer, but there was nobody around. As I walked back to the car, I glanced at the sign I had placed on the side of the road. It read, "Bridge closed for repairs." I couldn't believe I had been there for more than 40 minutes and I hadn't noticed the sign. When I got back to the office, it was already 12:30 p.m.
Oh, you really had an interesting day. Why don't we drink a glass of wine and go to bed?
Yes, I'm really tired.